Good day. This is the Farm Market News broadcast number 403 for Monday, May 25th. I'm Dave Sims. ICE Canada canola contracts were slightly higher Monday morning in light trade. U.S. markets are closed for Memorial Day, leaving canola without guidance from U.S. grain markets. The most frequently traded July contract was up 60 cents at $463.80 per ton, while most of the more deferred contracts were slightly below unchanged. Reports of frost last week remain bullish for values, along with concerns about excess dryness across parts of Western Canada. Farmer selling was sluggish as growers remain focused on seeding and fieldwork. However, large supplies of oil seeds in both South America and the U.S. were bearish for values. There are ideas that canola is overpriced right now and due to hit some resistance from a chart standpoint. Milling wheat, durum, and barley were all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans, wheat, and corn did not trade today because of Memorial Day. However, stakeholders are keenly gauging what impact heavy rainstorms over the weekend had in the Midwest. One report said the rain would favor heading and filling wheat, but it was unfavorable for maturing wheat across the south. There are also some concerns in the U.S. northern plains that frost and freeze conditions last week may have damaged some of the earlier seeded crops. Down in Brazil, there were generally favorable conditions for the final corn harvest across the central growing region of that country. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Monday, May 25th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.